Good morning, everyone. Goeiemôre. Ja, I expect a loud roar. Hier is vol vanoggend, jongens, baie mense. So honored and expectant for what the Lord wants to do this morning in our midst as we are gathered. And what a privilege it is to be a full house this morning, to have our brothers and sisters all the way from Edgemead. Welkom hier so in die wax. I had to. Forgive me. For those who don't know me, my name is Keenan. I am one of the elders in the congregation here, serving alongside Maurice and Derek, Richard and Raymond. And just as I was preparing this week, usually I feel sometimes my messages are a little bit, you know, like a scalpel. Yes, I'm nervous laughter here in the congregation. I feel sometimes they can be a bit sharp and they can, you know, cut. And so as I was preparing this week, I just felt the Lord say to me, bring a message of comfort. And so what I want to preach on this morning is, and I've titled the sermon, When God Feels Far. When God Feels Far. And so I'm hoping this morning that as I share, that you would be comforted this morning and that we would walk away here with hope in our hearts and faith stirred to continue on this journey. The Lord calls us to perseverance. Amen? Amen. He calls us to perseverance. We are not in this for a 100-meter sprint. And if we approach this race with the Lord like a 100-meter sprint, unless you're super fit, you're gonna tire yourself out. So we need to be strengthened so that we can run with endurance and perseverance. And so this morning I'm going to be preaching out of Psalm 13. I'm going to unpack Psalm 13 for us. And from that, I want to highlight for us just our posture in how we navigate these feelings that arise in our hearts when we feel like God is far away from us. And so I don't know about you, but for me, there's been seasons in my walk with the Lord where when I pray, it feels like my prayers are hitting the ceiling. Or am I the only one? There's been times where I read the Bible and it feels like I'm reading cardboard. A stale manure, yo, stuff. And this, I want to say this morning, is a normal Christian reality for us. You know, sometimes I think because we are in a charismatic movement, sometimes we can feel like we need to always be on this high with the Lord. Ne? We are in the third heavens. We are having these deep encounters with the Lord. And this is amazing that the Lord would be gracious and kind towards us to give us these encounters. But I know that for most of us, our days of walking with the Lord are filled with sometimes sorrow, sometimes grief, sometimes anguish, difficulty, suffering. And often in those times, it can feel like the Lord is far away from us. And so when we feel like that, I want to say that it's a biblical way to feel sometimes in that way. And I want to show you from David's life in Psalm 13 that he's experienced this so many times. In fact, we even have a book in the Bible called Lamentations, which means to have a deep emotion of grief and sorrow. We have a whole book dedicated to lamentations, to lamenting. And so when we look at Psalm 30, we don't really know the circumstance behind this, but David, if you know the story of David, you know that Saul was out to kill him. His own son tried to kill him. And so this psalm he writes probably in one of these circumstances. And so I want to highlight 3 points for us from this scripture. And so let's read it together, Psalm 13. It says, how long, O Lord, will you forget me forever? How long will you hide your face from me? How long must I take counsel in my soul and have sorrow in my heart all the day? How long shall my enemy be exalted over me? 4 times, hoe lank, Here? Hy so speel musiek hier in die agtergrond. Amen. And the angels cry, holy. Hey. Yes, see, if you've been forgiven. Yeah. And then he continues in verse 3. He says, consider and answer me, O Lord. Light up my eyes, lest I sleep the sleep of death. Lest the enemy say, I have prevailed over him. Lest my foes rejoice because I am shaken. But I have trusted in your steadfast love. My heart shall rejoice in your salvation. I will sing to the Lord because he has dealt bountifully with me. And so the first point I want to bring across from the scripture is that God wants us to be honest with him. That David is not trying to put up a pose of that he's okay. That he's honest before the Lord. And if you hear the repetition of how long, four times he says it, it reveals to us that this is a prolonged suffering that David has been going through. Emotional exhaustion. And I know some of us this morning are sitting here where you can relate to this question in your heart. Hoe lank, Here? Or spiritual confusion. And David does not suppress his struggles here. He expresses it to the Lord. And I want to say this morning that God invites us to be honest with him. He invites us to not be silent and distant from him, but to be honest with him. And I want to say that biblical faith is not emotional denial. Denial is a river in Egypt. Hey, I have license to do this. I'm a dad now. So I can make dad jokes. Amen. And that God is calling us to bring our real condition before him. And I want to say that this is worship before the Lord. We think sometimes that worship is only when we are able to sing from a place of confidence or when everything is going well. But actually, even those moments where we say, Lord, I don't feel like worshiping. Listen to what I'm saying. Look, that honesty of posture before the Lord is worship to the Lord. Because instead of you running away from him, you are running to him. The Lord loves this. And throughout the Psalms, we see his grief is expressed. His confusion is voiced to the Lord. And his questions are asked and brought before the Lord. And I want to say, this is not rebellion from David. This is relationship with the living God. And so when we feel distant from God, one of two things happen in our hearts. Either we withdraw from the Lord, or we pretend that everything is fine. Nee, we are in the business of pretending that everything is fine. Hoe gaan het, broer? Nee, het gaan goed, deur die genade van die Here. Or we ask, how are you doing? Nee, het gaan goed, die Here is op die lewensstroom. I know where the Lord is. I asked, how are you? I didn't ask how the Lord is doing. We live in denial sometimes. I can't say that word anymore. You see, David turns to the Lord with his pain. And I want to make an important distinction for us because oftentimes we, without knowing it, we can cross this line so quickly, is that David is not complaining about God. He is lamenting to God. And the difference is that when we complain about God, it starts to bring a hardness in our heart. He's not saying, why, Lord, are you doing this? He is explaining the circumstance in honesty before the Lord. And we must be really careful that we don't have a posture where we question God or we complain before God. I think it's okay that we can question the Lord sometimes. But we must protect our hearts from complaining about what the Lord is doing or complaining about God. And so when God feels far, the call for us is to pray honestly and to name our emotions before him and to bring your confusion before his presence. Silence toward God deepens distance from God, but honest prayer restores connection with him. And this is so important for us. So that's the first point. Let's be honest in our lamentations before the Lord. Yes, when I say lamentations, I think of lamingtons. Ja, sien. Ken julle lamingtons? Ek is 'n soetant. Okay, the second point. We have to discern the source of the distance. This is so important. Because when we are going through circumstances, let us be comforted in knowing that out of the one thing we might know God is doing through it, God is doing a million things behind the scenes that we are not aware of. But it's important that we discern the source of the distance that we are experiencing when we feel like God is far away from us. And David goes on and he says, "Consider and answer me, O Lord my God. Light up my eyes, lest I sleep the sleep of death." He now shifts from complaint to request. And this is highlighting a deeper question in David's heart. He's asking, why does God feel far? And Scripture gives us at least two categories of why God might seem or might feel like far away from us. So the first reason is that maybe God is taking us through a season of testing. Let's look at the life of Job. In Job 23 verse 8, he says, "If I go east, he is not there." And sometimes we go through seasons in our walk with the Lord when we cannot perceive the nearness of the Lord. But the reality is that God never abandoned Job. He was always with him. And in the same way, God is always with us, even though sometimes his presence is not accompanied with emotional awareness. There are times where God feels hidden, where our clarity is reduced, and where our assurance feels distant. Not because God has left us, but because God is deepening our faith. Remember, God calls us to walk by faith and not by sight. And if you look at the book of Hebrews, what is it that pleases God? It's our faith that pleases Him. James 1 verse 2 to 4 says, "Count it all joy," hallelujah, "my brothers and my sisters, when you meet trials of various kinds, for you know that the testing of your faith produces steadfastness." Some translation says perseverance. "And let steadfastness have its full effect, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing." So in these moments, God is refining our trust. He's developing perseverance in us. And He's shifting our dependence from feelings to truth. So now we no longer build our walk on the Lord based on the fact that when we wake up in the morning, you can feel His presence close to you. Now your walk with the Lord is built on believing what He says. Because if we build our walk on the Lord based on how we feel, it's like a roller coaster. Here today, gone tomorrow. Ups and downs. But if we root ourselves in the truth that God says that "I will never leave you nor forsake you," then it's a truth that we can build on that is not swayed by our emotions. And I want to say that a lack of felt presence is not a lack of actual presence. God is near to us, whether we feel Him or we don't. I want to say, if you were standing here this morning in worship and you did not have an encounter with the Lord, it does not mean that He's not near to you. Do you believe it? Amen. Amen. And then the second reason why God might feel far is because of spiritual drift. Not drift as in handbrake, but like a boat drifts from true north. The Bible teaches us that our sin separates us from God. That when we walk in a posture of rebellion towards God or offense towards God, that there's a callousness that comes over our hearts that keeps us in a place where we cannot sense His nearness to us. And I want to also say that not every dry season with the Lord is caused by sin. Sometimes it is unconfessed sin. Maybe it's a neglected prayer life, a loss of spiritual hunger, or being filled with other things, divided affections, distractions, and worldliness. These are things that harden our heart and our ability to sense the nearness of God. And I want to say this morning that I'm not saying these things to bring condemnation over us. I'm saying these things as an invitation for us this morning to come before the Lord. The Lord has made a way for us to experience His fullness. And I'm going to create a moment at the end for us where, if you can relate to any of what I've shared this morning, that we can respond to the Lord this morning, that we can walk away here being refreshed like the words came out this morning, and know that the Lord is actually calling us to a deeper walk with Him. And closeness with God is cultivated. It's not something that you stumble upon. And so the questions that you want to ask yourself this morning, are you in a season of testing or are you drifting? Only you can answer that question this morning. Has my spiritual life become passive? The things I used to do, I no longer do. Is there anything the Spirit is highlighting for you this morning that you need to address? If you look through the book of Revelation, Jesus writes to the seven churches. I'm convinced that all of those churches thought that they were in a good space. And Jesus comes with a different perspective. And I believe this morning that we need to start asking, even as I'm sharing, ask the Lord to reveal to you the state of your heart. David says, reveal to me, Lord. Search me, O God. Show me. Let this be our posture this morning. Number three, David reaffirms his trust in God's unchanging character. In verse 5 and 6, he says, I trust in your unfailing love. This is a turning point in the psalm. Nothing external has changed, but his internal reality and awareness of the Lord has changed. He moves from questioning to trusting, from anxiety to assurance, from sorrow to praise. And faith is choosing to trust in God's unchanging character over our present experience. And I want to say that includes our experience of Him. It's to choose to trust in God's character. He anchors himself in God's unfailing love. It's not fluctuating. It's not conditional. It's not dependent on our circumstances. He anchors it in God's salvation. What God has already done for us. That we have been saved. That His past faithfulness fuels our present trust. And number three, He anchors it in God's goodness. The Lord has been good to me. If you look back on your life, I'm sure all of us can say that the Lord has been good to me. When God feels distant, we must shift from subjective feelings to objective truth. God has said to us, I will never leave you nor forsake you. This is a promise to us. It's not just something that we print out and put on t-shirts or on bumper stickers so people can drive past and see we are Christians. It's a reality that we are to believe. And I want to say this morning that actually, the nearness of God is rooted in an act in history. That the nearness of God is rooted in the cross of Jesus. That Jesus on the cross, when He uttered, my God, why have you forsaken me? Experience what it means to be separated from God. That our sin brings. And I want to say that this, it does not mean that the Trinity was breaking apart, that Jesus was no longer God. Jesus was actually quoting Psalm 22 that speaks about suffering and victory and showing that He was fulfilling that scripture. But He was demonstrating that when you carry the full weight of human sin, that it brings distance, judgment, and a sense of abandonment. But because God has accepted the sacrifice of Jesus, and all of us, by faith in Him, have been brought, what does the scripture say? We have been brought close. We have been brought near to Him. This is our confidence this morning. That because Jesus was forsaken, we can be brought near. That because of what He did, we are able to stand with confidence this morning, knowing that the Lord is near to us. And because of Jesus, distance from God is never the final answer for the believer. God has given us Himself as our inheritance to experience and to draw near. And so when we look at Psalm 13, it gives us a clear pathway. When we have these feelings of God being far away, firstly, let's be honest before the Lord. Lord, I'm not experiencing you. Lord, I don't feel like reading my Bible this morning. Lord, I don't feel like spending time in worship. I don't feel like worshiping you, Lord. Let's be honest with the Lord. But then let's test and discern, where is this coming from? Is it a season of testing, or have we drifted spiritually? Have we become lukewarm in our walk with the Lord? And then thirdly, let's reaffirm our trust in the God who says He is near to us, in His character and not in our emotions.